our outlook to the world around us is a very important aspect of our spiritual consciousness. You see, the Shastras describe about pure devotees, then about the demigods, then about the asuras. When in the Samudramanthan and Leela, goddess of fortune, Rama, Lakshmi, when she emerged from the milk ocean, when the devatas and asuras saw her, the asuras wanted to enjoy her. They were staring at her. And the devatas also saw her and appreciated her beauty. But the acharyas have explained there is a gulf of difference between the two. Because the asuras looked at her just like a butcher looks at a cow for eating the flesh of the cow. So the butcher may consider when he goes to the market, how fleshy is a cow so I can enjoy, I can eat it. Whereas the devatas looking at Mother Lakshmi is that, oh, if she glances at me, I can get so much opulence, so much wealth, I can become leader of one planet. So with this type of attitude, they were watching her. Just like a farmer who goes to the market is looking at different cows and he's checking how much milk can this cow give so that I can sell in the market and make money. So he's thinking in terms of benefiting from the profits. But the pure devotees, they look at Lakshmi like a Brahmana looks at the cow. Oh, here is a cow, a Kamadhenu cow, which is very dear to Krishna. She'll give me milk and I can make ghee out of it and I'll pour it in the Yajna Kund for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. In this way I can engage her in Krishna service. Like that the pure devotee thinks. So the vision of a asura, the vision of a devata and vision of a pure devotee is altogether different. In order to cleanse our vision from asuric to demigods type and to the pure devotee type, there are various processes given like karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga. So unless the vision clears and becomes pure, the living entity is entangled in this world repeatedly due to the same old enjoying mentality of wanting to exploit for one's own selfish pleasures. So the chanting of the holy name becomes difficult for us, especially because of that impure mentality, either asuric mentality or demigod mentality. Because asuric mentality is an exploitative mentality and demigod mentality is also business mentality. So because of not having a pure vision, the chanting of the holy name can be very troublesome to an impure mind. On the other hand, a purified mind like that of a pure devotee delights in the holy name and glorifies the holy name, like Rupa Goswami is glorifying in verses. Haridas Thakur was delighting in the taste of the holy name. When one has given up the enjoying mentality and one delights in being a servant of the Lord. So days like Ekadashi day is a good opportunity to chant many, many rounds and destroying that enjoying mentality, enjoying propensity, diminishing it at least in order for us to gradually nullify the disease in the mind of impurity, the desire to lord over and exploit and enjoy. Because this has been the history of the conditioned soul in the material world for millions and millions of lifetimes, due to which he is stuck on the material platform, unable to lift himself up. But the holy name has come as a very swift deliverer in this dark age of Kali Yuga. And it is coming through the Guru Parampara. And especially it's Sarva Roga Nivarani. Eneshi Aushadi Maya Nashibaro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumimagi. He says that is a panacea, it's a medicine. Anyone who develops firm faith in this medicine and accepts this medicine will get their hearts cleansed, purified of this enjoying mentality, and get the clear and correct vision to see the Lord's energies in a way to take them and engage them in Lord's service, besides considering oneself a servant of the Lord. And that right vision will purify us and elevate us back to Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki.